back. We back, man. You know what I'm saying? Back like we never left. Episode 3. You feel me?
You know what I realized? Last week we said happy Sunday.
We did.
But the video came out
on a Wednesday.
So when I listened to it, yeah. It was like happy Sunday, guys.
Oh damn.
But it was so actually Wednesday.
We gotta stop saying that then.
Or we could say happy Wednesday.
Well, happy Wednesday. I mean, that's nice because nobody really... Wednesday is hump day, so actually Wednesday is a nice day.
Yeah, happy Wednesday,
happy
guys.
Happy Wednesday, it's hump day. You know what I mean? This is just to help you, you know, get pushed through those last 2 days to the weekend.
I'm going to need it, honestly.
You're
going
to need it? You're about to go back to work tomorrow.
Yes.
Yikes, man. Shorty had a short vacay.
Real short. You know, real short.
With the circumstances of how the country has been in for the past year and
going back and a half almost, in right? person.
Finally going back in the building.
Yeah.
But you said you're still gonna have to, there's still gonna be some kids
doing remote virtual yeah. learning. But remote not learning. Not like, I feel like 1/4 of the whole population. 1/4 of each grade.
Oh, okay. That's not bad.
And I don't know who's going to be in charge of it, because right. one teacher is going to be in charge. So
well, I mean, you
don't know yet.
You'd be the lead teacher now, right, Shorty? She made her way through the ranks.
Well, I mean, I'm going to be with a lead teacher, too.
Oh.
But
oh.
the teacher that I'm going to be with, they haven't had the in-school experience.
Right.
So we'll see.
Okay.
So I'm going to listen to this on Wednesday as well. Take me through, you know?
Yeah, it's for everybody.
Take me through.
Yeah.
But yeah, man.
Are you excited to go back, though? I could imagine not, you know? But you'd rather...
I shook my head for those of you that were listening.
Yeah, she shook her...
Shake my head, no.
What would you rather, do the remote learning or... in person.
I don't know. I feel like there's like
remote.
Honestly, remote learning had its challenges, but it was very convenient.
Super convenient.
Like school started later. Mm-hmm. I could just jump on my bed when I needed like 10 minutes to just
nap.
Yeah. I had all of my food like
right here.
In my, you know.
And you don't get much of a lunch break in the building.
In the building, yeah.
That's
it's like...
That's insane by itself, but whatever.
We're doing work through lunch. We actually had a lunch.
Yeah, that's actually crazy. Y'all gotta... The teachers gotta speak up about that.
Yeah.
You ain't gonna give me a lunch. Are you dumb?
And I don't know if that's like a thing that happens like in all schools or just like my type of schools, but I don't know. I feel like...
That's very unfair, don't you think?
A couple of my coworkers are like, maybe we should petition.
Well, hell yeah. But then again, you know, I don't want to tell you nothing because I've had situations where I've voiced my opinion and it backfired. Well, not really backfired, but
people
it didn't.
Left you high and dry as the sacrificial lamb.
I mean, I don't even like to look at it like that because even though, you know, okay, you want me to explain the situation?
No. Just like if you speak up for something and people was complaining about it before,
y'all need
to also come along and say, I'm with this too. Like, don't just be like, oh, he's handling it.
Because then it made me look crazy, right?
Yeah, because now you look like you're the only one that is thinking this way.
Yeah.
And that's very sus to me.
You know, that's what the
what
the manager actually, when we had our one-on-one talk after I spoke up and raised some concerns that the store was having,
what they said,
the manager said, yeah, you know, they were like, and they left you out to dry by yourself. She almost wanted me to turn on the people I was speaking up for, so to speak.
Well, but, I mean, that's really unfair that they did that.
I mean, you could look at it that way, but I didn't hold it to anybody. You know, not everybody is
likes
like
confrontation.
That.
Okay,
I
but
wouldn't
then
even say confrontation because I'm not really confrontational either. But as far as just having some balls, like, if you
go
see something that you know, if you see something that is not right or you know,
that don't sit right with you, you speak up about it. Well, but you know, like you said, not everybody likes that kind of stuff. Some people don't really like that. But some of my coworkers were really saying, like, yo, like, that's a little bit much. And, like, you know firsthand, because I'm texting you and messaging you. Yeah. You know what it's like. But, like, I feel like you need a break throughout the day. There's just always so much stuff going on. As, like, a teacher, if y'all trying to be a teacher, listen, it is not for the week of heart. I will just tell you that much. Yeah. So yeah, going back tomorrow. I mean, I was telling you this before, the people that I work with are nice enough. Mm-hmm. So like, I'm excited to see the people, but in terms of like the level of work and then like the kids coming back in 2 weeks, they haven't been in school for a year. It's going to
be a huge adjustment for the children, I believe.
Yo, I'm praying that I just get all the nice kids. Sorry, friends.
That's a little too much. You praying for a lot.
Nah.
A whole lot.
I'm hoping that
it could happen. Though. Yeah, get lucky. Hopefully, but I think y'all gotta give these kids time to adjust.
Well, we are. We usually have couple weeks where we just go over like routines, so that they kind of like get back into it. Mm. Maybe it'll be like extended this time, so they have more time.
Okay.
So yeah, man, that's gonna be me tomorrow. So send prayers, please.
All right, man.
Send some prayers. But you know what's happening on Tuesday?
Yeah, man. Everybody's favorite CEO. Is that everybody's favorite? Nah, probably not.
Not my favorite CEO. My favorite CEO is Beyonce, just so you guys know.
Oh my gosh, relax.
I am a member of the Beehive, just so you guys know.
Please. You getting formation?
Hell yeah.
She watches the Beyonce Coachella Homecoming documentary on Netflix once a month?
Yes. Twice if I have free time.
Like, it's like her background. Like, she'll have it in the background, like, cooking. She knows the dances. Obviously, she knows the songs. It actually is a good documentary. I'm not going to lie.
It's fire.
It's a really good documentary.
She also had Jay-Z, Solange, and brought back Destiny's Child. Like, are you kidding me? Yeah.
Whoever was at that Coachella, they got their money's worth because it was amazing. It was amazing. She did it two nights, right?
Two nights.
The choreography, that, like,
phenomenal. She had phenomenal. A drum line,
dancers, and she used the college kids, too, right?
Yeah. Well, I don't think that those people were, like, still actively in college. I think they went to, like, HBCUs. Some of them didn't even go, and that was, like, even Beyonce was saying, like, that was her chance to kind of, like, feel like she was in college.
Imagine being a star and you can't be normal.
She said Destiny's Child was her college because they traveled all around the world. And
I mean, I'd, you know, no homo, but I'd rather be Destiny's Child and go to Brooklyn College any day. Let me travel the world and sing and all that.
I liked Brooklyn College.
Brooklyn College was cool. But if you gave me a choice.
Soulmate. You almost messed it up, you know.
You did it. I was doing it smooth. You did it rough.
No, because it was supposed to be like, fast. Damn, it's usually fast.
I know I'm from East New York, but damn.
No. See, when I do it slow, he's like, nah, you got to make it like super fast.
It smooth, though. My thing is smooth. All right. The smoothity. I just made that up. There you go.
That's what you should have did from the beginning.
Nah, you came in. Oh. Ah. Ah.
Anyway, I met a really sweet, amazing guy at Brooklyn College.
I had a daydream about that.
What?
For some reason, I be having wild daydreams, right?
What are you daydreaming about? Let me hear this.
Let me get ready. Oh. It's a good daydream. Balenciaga is coming out with some new shoes, right? And they resemble these running shoes. It's from a brand called ASICS. I'm not sure if you're familiar.
Mm-mm.
But I'll show you later. They resemble ASICS. They're so similar, right? So I was just thinking that all these celebrities and rappers or whoever, they're going to be rocking it. But I was also thinking of Master P, too, because he has a shoe line. Well, he has a clothing line that sells shoes as
Jeremy, is this daydream about us?
Yeah, I'm going to tie it in. You listening?
Yeah.
Oh, it was she like, have some patience? Damn.
It was going like.
Nah.
No, because like, I was trying to be sweet when I was like, I met my soulmate. Right. This really sweet, sweet guy. Part. And he it was just, like, I had a daydream, but then it went to Balenciaga and Master P and like, you know.
I was getting to the sweet part, guys. Like, can she hold it down for a little bit? Damn, it. It's a little. Anyway, so I was thinking about Master P and how he has his shoe line. It's called Mignotti.
Okay.
And you don't really see, I was thinking like, damn, you don't see all these rappers and entertainers posting his shoe. And it's he has some decent looking shoes and it's made in Italy and all that. I'm like, damn, I'm still about to tie it in. Just give me a second, right?
Where is it?
So I was daydreaming that I made a video like, yo, y'all wearing these Balenciagas while I got on my Mignottis, right?
Uh-huh.
This is my daydream.
Uh-huh.
And I put it on Instagram, and somehow somebody got it to Master P. And then, you know, you were recording, and he invited us to wherever he is. And I was able to, like, work with him with the Mignotti. I don't know how to mean daydream. But while we were there, he asked, in the daydream I'm having, I think I was in the shower in this habit. You know, I'll be having time. He asked, how did we meet? And then we told him the story. So that's how it ties in. I know it took a little longer. Like, oh my God, this was like 5 seconds. But yeah.
Wow, I should have timed that.
That was about 2 minutes. We'll put a time on the clock. But yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like,
dang, do you remember how we even got to this?
Yeah, you said, because I was saying I would have rather did the Destiny's Child. She's trying to play me right now because she don't think I could bring it back because you think I forgot.
But all right. No. But back to the original question.
What's happening on Tuesday? Wow.
Crazy.
Really, I dodged that question, didn't I? But anyway, yeah. Because
you said everyone's favorite CEO. Right. And then I said Beyonce.
So it actually is your fault.
Let's get it. What's happening on Tuesday? Let me see. You know?
Jeff Bezos and 4 or 5 other people?
I feel like his brother, I know for sure.
Brother,
is an older lady.
A young
and
man.
And a young boy.
And probably, hopefully, an astronaut.
An actual, yeah, yeah. Most likely.
So probably like 5 of them are visiting space on Tuesday. 7:30 Eastern
yesterday,
time?
Yesterday, because you guys are hearing this on Wednesday, so they would have already done it.
So yeah, they in space as we speak.
Oh my
God. Well, as you guys watch this.
Imagine something like goes down.
Nothing's gonna go down. They're gonna be safe. I'm sure they took all the safety precautions because, like, before a rocket ship.
There was like this rock. I don't know. There was like a rocket ship that went up and exploded, and everybody was watching.
Yeah, that's actually insane.
Wait, were you like born? Were we? Was that in our time?
I'm not
I don't think that was our time.
I don't think. Was it? I don't think so. I can't
maybe
remember.
Our parents or grandparents
time? But it wasn't like super super long ago.
Yeah
you know, but
so this guy's going into space. How you feel about going into space in general?
Going into space in general is, you know,
some people are just like, you shouldn't even be doing that.
I don't want to say it's pointless, but what are we trying to do? Because, you know, from the billionaire standpoint, they're trying to, you know, have some type of tourist.
It's for clout.
Yeah, it's for, or, you know, money.
I feel like first and foremost, you wanna be like,
oh yeah, I went to space.
I did this. And secondly, it's for money.
I don't think anybody would think that was cool. Maybe like a 5-year-old would be like, oh my God, you went to space? And even
no,
they
I
wouldn't
like
even.
People think it's cool.
Really? To go to space?
I mean,
maybe.
I think it's cool to go to space.
Nice.
But like, in general, like.
But like, what would be cool about going into space? Like, they're not really going to be going to Saturn or something. You know what I mean? They're going to the space station, I guess.
We don't know
if
they're going to the space station. Like, I don't know where they're going to go, but like, they're planning to go into space. But like, it's cool because how many people can say that they did that?
Right.
That's the reason I'm thinking it's cool. That's the only reason.
I mean, I guess. But it's real life stuff going on Earth that I'm way more
worried about, and that they should be worried about.
Just way more, you know, like
that. You're what? Way more stuff going on Earth. That you're what?
There's way more things on going down on Earth that would be way more important to me than going to space. You know.
Well, I've read a couple articles, and they were saying like, you know, people are like kind of like, bro, like, you're a billionaire.
Right.
There's people that are dying.
Yeah, people that are dying.
Have you seen that clip with the Kardashians when Kim lost her jewelry, her earrings in the ocean? Mm-mm. She's like, oh my God, I lost my earrings. So they were like in Bora Bora, right? And like Courtney, the older sister, is like off to the side. She's like, Kim, there's people that are dying. like you're Kim Kardashian, and you can get it back. Get
another pair.
Like,
no problem.
The same day.
Yeah.
But anyway, the articles that I read, people were just like, bro, like you could do so much with your money and you're choosing to just be selfish, kind of. Because it's not like you're an astronaut going into space to figure out, like,
right,
to help the Earth in any type of way. Like, right, your mission is not going to do anything.
But remember, we were watching The Last Dance, the Michael Jordan documentary on Netflix.
Mm.
And one of the parts, there was a gentleman from North Carolina that was running for mayor or something like that. Running for some political office position. And they wanted, his mom asked him to, like, endorse the guy. And, you know, he decided not to because he said Republicans buy Jordans too, which rubbed a lot of people the wrong way.
Yeah.
You know, because, like, bro, you're a black man and black people are buying your shoes.
I feel like he just wasn't interested.
I think it was strategic by him, and I think he didn't really care. Like, he didn't. Like, he's Michael Jordan. He's literally worried about winning championships. He don't really care. But we were talking, when we were watching that, we were like, well, he could choose what he really want to do with his money and his time. You know what I'm saying?
Which he did.
He said he did send the guy a check, you know. But I guess you can't really tell people what they should do with their money. But it would be nice to help end, you know, world hunger. Yeah.
Like, I could Google the amount of money right now that it will take to end world hunger, and this guy has it.
He got it. No problem. But I feel like, you know, if you Google, oh, how much does it take to end world hunger? It's easy to put a random number on it, you know? How do they even get that number? Like, it sounds super easy. But is it?
Well, let's say that you can't completely eradicate world hunger.
Right. You can make a dent at least, right?
That's you can help quite a bit of people.
And not even world. Like, even in our country, there's people that are hungry. In America, you know? North America. So
there's people in Brooklyn that are hungry. Like, facts. You know? So, I don't know. Whenever we have these conversations about, like, billionaires doing crazy stuff, I'm just like, why would they not just end world hunger? Yeah. And then you have to tell me. Don't believe the hype.
Just because they got, that don't mean they're like a good person. Like, right, we don't know these people. They might be putting their money into some nonsense. But anyway.
Different conversation
for a different podcast.
Yeah, no. So when you hear this, he would have already done it. So best of luck to y'all, man. So the lady that he's taken apparently has been like a pilot for a while. So this is like a dream that she has. She's like super into that kind of crazy stuff. I don't know the reason for the 18-year-old, but he's the youngest that's ever gonna go.
I wonder where they found him at and why they picked him.
I guess he's bringing his brother along. Bringing his brother along just because, you know, like, bro, come on, let's go.
Hopefully they make it safe by the time we talking about this. They had already, but I wonder how long they staying, you know? Hopefully they get up there and come back quick.
And it takes 11 minutes.
Yeah.
You learn something new every day, and that's like a corny saying, but you literally do. I had no idea it would take 11 minutes to get to space.
Because if you think about it, it's a rocket ship. And you kind of probably have to go at a certain speed to even make it to space. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So 11 minutes, I probably would have guessed like 20, but 11 minutes is pretty fast.
Yeah, meanwhile, going to other planets has taken years.
But it also makes you think, like, damn, because if you take a regular flight, I wonder, like, how far are we from space now? Because even to get to that point where they're like, the pilot's like, all right, guys, we're descended at 30,000 feet in the air, and
why do they? Yo, they all sound like that.
I think it's the intercom.
Have you ever heard a pilot that didn't sound like that?
No. They all have that same... Yeah, so you guys can take off your seatbelts and, you know, walk around the cabin a little bit. Go to the bathroom and snacks will be coming out real soon.
Yeah, and they always are just like,
Once again, thank you for choosing Delta Airlines. Yeah. Sit back, relax, enjoy the flight. It's so funny how,
like, the airlines make them, the airlines make them advertise. Like, they be like, thanks for taking Delta.
And but then, it's usually not much. It's not just much, like that yo, one quick, like, little subtle sentence.
Yeah.
Yo, just so you guys know, Spirit Airlines is trash. Fight me.
No, I think you took Spirit before?
We took Spirit.
No, we took Frontier.
No, we didn't.
Frontier.
No, we didn't.
You want to bet $5 on air? I can. Trust me, I still get the emails today.
Was it Frontier?
It was Frontier. I still get the emails, and I'm like, yo, I could have sworn I unsubscribed. So we came back
with Frontier.
Yeah, we came back with Frontier. Quick story on this nonsense.
Okay, wait, before the story, Spirit Airlines, I apologize. Yeah.
Nah, Spirit is still trash.
Spirit is trash. Nobody I feel like it's Spirit. Known for being trash.
Yeah, for sure.
Nah, but tell them, please. Frontier was so horrible. Boom,
we going away. We're going to Mexico, Cancun. Viva Mexico.
Best trip ever.
It was a very nice trip. Shout out to the NYX Hotel. I do recommend them.
Yep.
Even though 100%. I have to be honest, our last day when we were leaving, the morning time, the electricity went out, but...
That's not really their fault. It's but not I really feel like they should fault. Have a generator, though.
Yeah, and it took a while. Like, we were there for a while before we got picked up to go to the airport. The electricity was still going, but anyway, we had a good time because
that trip was the best.
Yeah, it was a good hotel, nice people. But anyway, the morning of the flight, our flight is about 7 o'clock. I think it was seven.
Nah, I feel like we had like a maybe
7 o'clock flight. Mm-hmm. Around 2:33 a.m. in the morning, I get a text from Frontier, letting me know that, the flight has been canceled, right? So I'm like, oh.
So this is four hours before the flight. Who does that?
So I'm trying to call customer service. Nobody's picking up. I guess they don't have people working at that time around the clock. So that was
But you
horrible.
Have flights at different times, yeah. But you don't have customer service all the time.
Like, I was on hold for an hour before I hung up. I'm like, this is crazy. So I end up having to go to LaGuardia to see, you know, if I could talk to somebody there, blah, blah, blah. But by the time I got to LaGuardia, they had picked up. I had called again, the customer service. I called again. They picked up and let us know that the next flight to Cancun that was available was on Thursday. Mind you, our trip started on a Monday. And we're coming back Saturday?
Saturday morning. So, like, is this a joke?
Yeah, that was insane. Thankfully, we had the funds to buy another plane ticket from American Airlines because Frontier literally almost ruined the trip.
They basically left us out to dry.
I would never, ever in my life.
But when is it ever okay to cancel a flight 3 hours before, but have no type of
rescheduling, no type of flight?
Nobody's reaching out to say like we understand, like, you know, like.
That was actually horrible.
Can we reschedule something
and
for you?
And then we couldn't get our money back. They wanted to give us some credit, but they could have that credit. I'm not taking
Bro,
it.
Bro, like, why would you give me
like,
credit?
We lost the money. Like, because I'm not getting back on no Frontier flight. I'm sorry. I'm Sadiddy now. Like, I'm going to be bougie. Yeah, forget
American,
Frontier.
American
or Delta. Like, that's it. It should have
been United is pretty good.
And we didn't really choose. It's not really our fault because we didn't choose that airlines. We went with a travel agency, and you know... They try to save money and find you a deal.
It was a Groupon deal.
Oh, my God. Groupon, that was the last Groupon time for a Groupon deal,
Groupon
by the way, too.
Groupon is hit or miss.
Yeah, I ain't rocking with Groupon. I could set up my own trip. Like, it's
Groupon
not
is definitely hit
days.
Or miss.
Yeah, so Frontier.
Speaking of hit or miss, you like my segue?
Fire. I'm not even sure what the next topic is.
I know it. You don't know it.
No, I don't. That's what I'm saying.
Speaking of hit or miss, let's talk about this Pop Smoke album, shall we?
Oh, man. Rest in peace to Pop Smoke. Big Wolf. You feel me? you know, I was vibing to it. You know, I tried my best. I was going to work, vibing. I heard, I liked a couple songs. I liked the song with Kid Cudi. I really like that song with Kid Cudi because it's different from all the other songs. Because Kid Cudi has like this like mellow, singy vibe. Mm. So it was pretty good to hear like him and Pop. It actually, the song went very well. They went well. It went well together, the feature.
Okay.
But as a whole, you know, the project wasn't super, super fire. And I'm not going
to... Compared to Shoot for the...
Yeah, yeah.
You know it?
No. Okay. Aim for the Moon, Shoot for the Stars. I don't, is that the name of the first album?
Let's just confirm.
Yeah, it's confirmed.
Give this guy his respect.
Please.
Nah, but if you compare it to that other album, how do you think?
Yeah, it doesn't really compare well because that first album, you know, Pop was alive to make most of those songs. So the feel is different. It's more genuine. You know, it just sounds better. And not to say this album sounds bad, but the fact that he's not here, they probably had some unfinished songs that he did and they added the features. Mm. And my thing about the features is that I don't think a lot of those features would have been on it had he been alive.
Mm. And you were saying
that.
A
couple of them didn't really make sense in my opinion.
Speak on it. Which one didn't make sense the most? The Pharrell? Because the Pharrell that was joint. That was super random
yeah,
to me.
Yeah, like, why is Pharrell in a Pop Smoke? Like, no disrespect to Pharrell because he's one of the greatest music producers hip-hop has ever had, or not even hip-hop, just ever. But, like, what is Pharrell doing on a Pop Smoke album? Like, and it's almost like a tribute album, too. Like, I don't know. It was a little weird. The Kanye feature, like just to have Kanye in a song.
I actually liked the Kanye and Pusha T one. It's called Tell the Vision.
Right. Did you like the Kanye part?
The Kanye part was super weak.
It was uncalled for. Pusha T's
part.
Yeah, Pusha T can really rap. I'm still rocking with Drake, Pusha, but Pusha T actually has talent. He can rap.
Takeoff?
Takeoff is cool. You know, they had a connection because... Quavo, so I mean it made a little sense there.
Dua Lipa, did you hear that one?
I did. I can't remember how it sounded, but I don't think I liked it.
Very off.
I don't
off.
Think I liked it.
Very off.
There was only a few that I liked, but
Chris Brown.
I mean Chris Brown, decent.
Chris Brown, I feel like he's
a good feature.
I didn't.
That song was okay. It was okay. I liked Merci Beaucoup, which was cool to me because when I read it, I'm like, wow, it's the first time I'm actually. I've always heard the phrase thank you in French, but I've never seen it in writing.
Okay.
So that was cool. I like that song, and I like the Kid Cudi song the best.
You don't like the Future one?
The Future one, I feel like it could have did better, man. I was expecting Future go crazy with Pop. It was okay. It wasn't Fuego. It was alright.
There's a song on here called Top Shutter.
Weak Sauce?
It was very confusing to
really?
Me because it was like Jamaican patois, and I was just... It was all over the place. Right. I feel the beat was strange. Mm. I saw someone actually posted like on Facebook or wherever. They were just like, the overall like beat selection was a little bit strange for them.
Right. Yeah, I mean, shout out to whoever.
But
you know.
You posted that picture. I mean, that video today of Pop's
right.
Smoke saying
like he don't really rock with a lot of people, so it was a little weird. That they put a lot of people on the...
Well, I guess he didn't have the say.
Right, he didn't have the say. But shout out to the family. Maybe the family... I'm sure the family, his mom, and he has a brother, older brother. They probably approved it. So shout out to them. You know, they probably liked it.
My thing, when I was listening to it, because you know how like you say like you like to read the lyrics and stuff when you go... I was like looking through the lyrics and like, Jeremy, can we like... Really talk about like how ridiculous the lyrics are?
Well, that's just rap. The rap that we in today, lyrics aren't a focal point. It's the beat, the flow, how it makes people move. It's not, you know, it's not for people that's trying to hear some bars. Like, not to say he didn't have bars. He had some good lines. But I also did, speaking of bars, I heard some of the bars. Is one song in particular they used. You know, the song, the lyrics were the same on another song in the last album. So I didn't understand
same
that.
Exact words,
I forgot,
right?
I forgot which song it was, but I was confused. Like, why would they use this one?
No, no, no. Wait, are you saying from the old album?
Yeah, he has a song on the old album with this. Well, he has a song on the new album with the same lyrics from a song on the old album.
Oh, I'm saying in multiple songs on this album, he's saying the same thing, too. Yeah. Like, you could see it's like the same exact lyric.
I mean, you know, but we can't. I don't want to really critique it too much because at the end of the day,
that's not the intention.
Not the intention, and they were working with a limited amount of music, I'm guessing.
Okay.
So they had to work with what they had, and, you know, they try to make the best of it. So yeah. I don't want to be too critical, like, oh, it was trash. Like, he doesn't have a say. You know, it probably was the family or the producers and, you know, people probably around the industry.
And then, like, even too, like, if he was around, he probably might not have used all of those clips.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe. True, true, true. So, I mean, shout out to Pop Smoke. Shout out to the family. You know, it was okay.
I don't know. My thing was just like like you said, the lyrics is not the main focal point, but like also like the lyrics is like, oh, shoot your brother, shoot you if somebody roll up on me, I'm shooting them. It's just like,
and then
like, look at how you ended up going. It's just like, you know, like,
To be honest, the subject matter and, you know, especially today, you know, that kind of hit me. You know, I was thinking about that today because I got some news that a guy that I know was killed last night. You know, he was shot. So that put, like, when I'm thinking about this music, I couldn't even listen to no hardcore music today because I'm thinking, like, damn, we listen to all this music and all this gangster rap and all that. You know, first off, I got to say, send my condolences to Danny's family. His name was Danny. Mm. He was a QB, played football. He was a nice guy. You know, he's always with a smile on his face, you know. So shout out to the family. Condolences to the family and the friends. You know, he was real close with Ra. Okay. My friend Ra, he put on Facebook. That was the first person he met in high school. So they were close. And wow. I met him through Ra. So
Okay. Shout
out to you guys. But, the shoot 'em up thing is just... You know, as I'm getting older, and I'm not even that type of person, but obviously you like the music, you might you rap into it and make you feel gangster sometimes, you know? But in reality, it's really doing black culture bad, I feel. Like, the kids are, you know, if you just look around what's going on in New York and Chicago and Philadelphia, you know, they're listening to this music, I'm sure, and then it's like...
Just adding to the...
It's adding to the nonsense that's going on in the street, so... You know, I'm just in a weird space when it comes to this hip hop, man. I don't know. I don't know what to think about it these
really
days.
I wasn't really feeling the lyrics because I feel like if you're a rapper and you're as talented as you say you are, you should be able to rap about different things. Like every single song.
Yeah.
Same
thing. My thing about like the younger guys like Pop Smoke that are rapping, you got to think these kids are from. The neighborhood, they from the hood, East New York, Brownsville, Canarsie, the Flossie. They don't have life experiences like that. So Pop Smoke was 20 or 21 when he passed, when he was killed. So
he might have nothing to rap about.
Who knows if he left the country? We don't know if he...
Oh, he definitely left the country.
Oh, he probably did leave the country. But, like, you know, he didn't have as many...
Right. That makes sense.
Life experience as we may have. And, you know, I think with him living, you know, hopefully the subject matter would have
evolved
for sure, you know. But hopefully. Even sometimes some of these rappers that been out for years, they still
rapping
about the same nonsense. Thing. You know, and I understand they have a demographic that they're trying to appeal to. But, I mean, look at Jay-Z. He wasn't, you know, at a certain time, he's like, yo, that wearing jersey stuff is done. That auto-tune stuff is done. Like, he evolved. You know what I mean? Not everybody has to be like him, but...
You evolve as you go.
Yeah, you should be evolving as a lyricist. Like, look at this guy, Lil Durk. His house was just... You know, they tried to, like, run up in his house. And him and his lady had to, like, defend the house by shooting at the burglars or the intruders, the would-be intruders. So, and he has a lot of death around him, but he continues... To rap about killing and
all this nonsense.
It just doesn't make sense. Especially,
it literally doesn't make sense.
You know, it's entertainment. These guys, maybe they lived a certain life, even though I really don't think these guys, let me just tell y'all something. Most of these rap guys, let me tell y'all something. Most of these rap guys, they didn't run their hood. They might have been in the hood. They might have did a little activity, but they weren't the guy. So, you know, a lot of the times we hear the music and it's the big boss talking. Yeah, da, 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 they weren't the guy. You know what I'm saying? Mm. So, you know, but when you're a young kid that's listening to these music, listening to these songs, and your mind is impressionable, if a 13-year-old is hearing Lil Durk song, they like, damn, he really was like that.
Right.
And not to say he was a punk or anything, but let me tell you something, man. It's entertainment, and we got to do better because the kids are really growing up and listening to this and thinking what they're hearing is okay.
And I could see that in my kids who are just like...
Our kids won't be listening to a lot of this nonsense. You know
like,
what I mean?
Like the kids in my class who are 8 know it.
They know it. Yeah, for sure.
And they know it to the point where they want to argue about it and defend. And it's just like...
But they're defending what they like. They don't really know. They don't know what... Because, like, remember we used to listen to songs and we didn't find out what they actually meant till we got older. You know what I'm saying? Right,
right. But this is what I'm saying, though. Like, it's becoming younger and younger. Because, like, at age 8, I wasn't, like, you know, like, were you defending rappers at age 8 and knowing all of their lyrics and...
Nah, I was. I don't think I was defending rappers. I did know rap songs from just listening to on the radio. Mm. But I wasn't defending. Like, I got my first CD was Kanye's College Dropout when I graduated 5th grade elementary school. Mm-hmm. And my mom got me a CD player, and my first CD was cute. College Dropout. So
that's very cute.
You know, and that was a great album. And because Kanye, you know, he's not a gangster. He never portrayed to be a gangster. He had a good message for the most part.
Can we get the old Kanye back?
You're never going to get that Kanye back.
Can we please get the old Kanye back?
Nah, I don't even...
Evolved? You think that what he did is evolved?
Yeah, he's evolved from who he was. He changed. He's not the same guy. So
evolved negatively.
I don't want to say negatively. It might not be what people like, but I don't want to say negatively. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day...
Well...
You just got to do better.
You think they'll have another Pop Smoke album or that's it? Because now we've had 2.
I don't think we'll get an album. I think we will hear him featured on probably other people's albums that they did songs, you know, with him before he passed.
Yeah, maybe.
So, man, shout out to Pop Smoke. Shout out to the family. Shout out to Flossie, man, you know? Long live Pop Smoke.
One guy that was on the album is, you said you liked the Kid Cudi one.
And I'm not the biggest Kid Cudi fan, but that song is pretty good.
Kid Cudi song, Pursuit of Happiness?
How'd it go?
I'm on the pursuit of happiness.
Yes.
I know.
Yeah. And Day and Night.
Yeah.
Now, those songs are fire. He has a real cult following. Shout out to Kid Cudi.
Well, speaking of Kid Cudi, he was on the blogs because apparently now he wears nail polish. And he was like, he had to block mod profiles.
They said he took the comments off.
And he had to take his comments off because people, I guess, were clowning him.
Right.
Or I guess, you know how it is on social media. Yeah, everyone has an opinion. Oh, everybody wants to, like, say whatever.
Good or bad, you know?
And he wasn't trying to hear that. So, like, what do you think?
I mean, I feel like these celebrities... They do these things for clout, and then they want to act like, yo, I didn't expect a reaction. Like, bro, even though, like, that's not, like, OD, but I guess people have a...
But you know that someone's going to react to that because nail polish
is usually
traditionally not for men.
Not for men, right. Women use...
So can you really be upset when... I guess you can be upset if you do it and people are saying
and
stuff.
And we live in a world where, like, you can't... Like, say he had the thing. I can't be like, yo, son, that's for women. Because in this world, now everything is for everything. Or everybody.
Everyone,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. What do you think about men wearing nail polish, though? In general.
I mean, if I have a friend or I know someone that, like, that does it, I'm not going to be like... What are you doing? Like, I'm just going to be like, okay. Like, you know, like, that's what you want to do.
With the colored nail polish, too? You'd be like, okay.
I mean, I'm personally not going to be like, telling somebody why you're doing that. You ain't gonna go crazy. Right. I'm not gonna be like, why are you doing that? I'm not gonna be like, take that off or whatever, right? But it just, you know, it's not tradition. So everything that's not tradition always comes with a little like, you know?
Yeah.
But I think like with time, as everything that goes on in this world, it just becomes like normal. Like, yeah. Because at first I was like, oh my God, like, cause we would see, if you guys watch Love and Hip Hop, right. Ratchet TV, A1 from Love and Hip Hop.
Is that Atlanta?
Hollywood.
Oh, that's Hollywood. Okay.
Would always wear black nail polish. And at first I was like, yo, like, why? Right. And then as the season progressed and as like time goes by, it's just like, okay, A1 wears nail polish. Yeah, and that's just it. And that's what's going to happen with Kid Cudi too. Right. So, you know, like.
I think the men wearing nail polish was kind of like more popular in the like punk rock scene.
Yeah.
But that wasn't our culture.
Right. And it was always black.
Right, it was black. It wasn't no. Well, it could have been color, but we don't know.
But no, I feel like it was mostly black. Yeah, like
gothic looking.
Yeah, black nail polish.
But Kid Cudi is of our culture, so like when people see that, and I guess they had a perception. I don't know how people really perceive him. I don't know. He's not like super super macho, but he's not super feminine either.
Mm.
I think he's one of those. Like he's a person that would speak up for himself. He's pretty strong minded.
Mm.
You know, confident guy. But I don't. Yeah. You know, I don't really agree with a man wearing colored nail polish, but I'm not going to ostracize somebody like, yo, son, you bugging that.
And I think that's the most important part, right? Unless you knew
that. Yeah, I'd be like, bro, what's up with that? Like, nah, where you going? But what do you think about clear nail polish, though? Because I see men all the time, and it's actually, like, pretty surprising that I see a lot of men with clear nail polish.
Majorly yawning on the camera. Sorry, guys.
Long night.
Long day.
Long day. But what do you feel about the clear nail polish?
Do you know I went to, little quick story. I went to lunch with my father this past Father's Day. Right. And this guy had the clear nail polish on.
For real?
Yes. I was like, daddy. daddy, is that clear nail polish on your hands? And he's just like, super Trini accent. Yeah. He's like, don't look at that. But I'm just like, why did you do that? And I guess him and his wife went to the salon and I guess they put the clear on. What do I think about it?
Yeah. Like, would you mind? I'm not even going to put myself in that because I wouldn't use any nail polish, but like I have to. I don't want to say if you was dating somebody.
Yeah, no. If you did it?
If I did it, I don't think you would mind if I did it.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, I don't mind it.
Yeah.
But I just, like, sometimes it looks a little weird.
It's too much.
Like, some people be, like, glossy. Yeah. But you know something? If you go do your nails, you could do a nice little coat of like something that's like helpful to your nails,
really?
A coat of like something that's like makes it stronger or helps the cuticles. But like the people that we've seen are putting like gloss.
Yeah, they're putting the clear
gloss on there, and on the toes as well. I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't want you to.
Right.
I mean, but if you do it,
yeah,
I'm not gonna be like, Jeremy, take that off. Like, why you did that? But you always have like clean nails, so you wouldn't even need to
try my best, and I feel like my nails kind of have like a shine to it.
Yeah,
already.
They're healthy,
so it would be like really like weird to be putting,
it just draws attention to your fingers
it does
because like you would just like immediately like notice if a guy has it on for some reason.
I don't have a problem with guys doing that.
So you said if it was your friend you would tell them something.
Well, if it was my friend and they had colored nail polish, I'd be like, yo bro, what's up? I mean, people, it seems like it's a popular thing that guys are doing.
But what is saying, yo, bro, what's up, gonna do? Like, if
I'm gonna ask him, like, what went into that decision? Are you putting colored nail polish on your nails? Like, what is the point?
And then they're like, yo,
J Rem, son, I'm just trying to express. Take that bass out your voice, number one, because you got pink nail polish on, so talk to me regular.
You'll be like, yo, J Rem, son, I'm just trying to express myself, son. You got a problem with that?
Do your thing, man. You know what I mean? Life is short, man. Whatever makes you happy.
Well, then you're not going to tell them nothing. You're going to accept it.
Yeah, it is what it is. I'll just be like, all right.
All right, well, we want to ask you guys.
What do y'all think? is it okay for men to put colored nail polish on or clear nail polish? I know guys that use the clear nail polish. It's not a huge deal. I wouldn't do it, but I don't think that's like super.
So let's not include the clear then. Let's ask
just nail the polish. Colored. Okay, nail yeah. polish. Yeah, okay.
How would you guys feel if your friend or you have a boyfriend or husband. Your husband, fiance, whoever says, "You know what, babe? I want to try a little color on these nails this week." What is your reaction?
I would advise you ladies to run for the hills, like my grandmother used to say.
Please comment and tell us what you would say, how you would feel. Or if you know somebody that does it, why are they doing it? Because you said you would ask them, like, what went into that decision.
Right. Yep.
So is it just self-expression?
Yeah.
I think it is.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense. Kind of like clothes. Right?
Yeah. Haircuts.
Right. So, hey, and if you know somebody that does wear nail polish, recommend them to the podcast and maybe they could share some insight on the whole nail polish.
Or if you are a man wearing nail polish right now, please tell us.
We're not judging you. We just want to know what goes into that. How did you start feeling comfortable wearing the nail polish as a man?
I honestly think it's just like self-expression. It's just like your hair color. I do my nails, I choose different colors, and it's like doing my nails for me feels like kind of like self-care.
Yeah, that's perfect. And your nails always look nice. She doesn't wear you don't really wear the fake nails no more, right?
No.
But I mean, these are pretty well manicured, not too obnoxious. These are pretty nice color. You know, it goes with the dress too, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah, but yeah, man. I mean,
it's self-care. It's a form of expression. So,
but this guy has a line now. Actually, what's his name? Little Yachty. He's selling nail polish. So I guess it's a thing they're trying to push. You know,
you know the girls are gonna buy it from him.
And he's pretty. His music appeals to a certain demographic, so
there's a bunch of people that be wearing those nail polishes. Lil Nas X, for sure. Kid Cudi, who you just said, Lil Yachty,
yep,
right. Oh, wow, when you said Lil Yachty, you know who I was thinking about? Lil Uzi.
I knew you said Lil Uzi definitely probably wearing nail polish too.
Lil Uzi's crazy, there's a bunch of people that are wearing it,
You know.
Tell us what you guys think.
Tell us what y'all think.
If your boyfriend comes home one day with nail polish, ladies, what are you doing?
Tell me what y'all doing, man.
Yeah. But that's about it for our show today.
You're wrapping it up, man.
For some reason, I can't tell if like the episode was long or not. Mm-hmm. The last one was a little long.
Yeah, we don't think we're talking that long.
We should have checked the time to start.
We got to keep a timer. We're still working out the kinks. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but we're not trying to be in here too long, you know?
Right, because we know, you know, people don't even have that much
time,
and their attention spans these days are super, super short, which is why we put the clips on dbth.podcast on Instagram.
Good job, babe.
I have to think about it. Don't believe the hype. So I gotta think about it, because it's so easy for me to say DT instead of DB.
DBTH,
man. Make sure you like, follow, share dbth.podcast on Instagram. And we also have a email. We looking for the emails. We have so you guys could send us questions and we could discuss these your questions on the podcast.
Send us some crazy questions.
What's the email?
Don't believe the hype 100@gmail.com.
Yeah, don't believe the hype 100.
That's don't believe the hype 100@gmail.com.
Thank you. Thanks for tuning in. B, J,
peace.